Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show today. And we're talking about the adverse weather. It's ugly out there. Now, the good news is Australia got a white Christmas. Somebody sent me a video from Australia's appropriately named Snowy Mountains. There's Snowy River, Snowy Mountains, beautiful part of the country. And they're making snowmen. They're having a really good time, and they got a white Christmas. The only problem, of course, is it's summer down there. It's the start of Australia's summer, and they have snow down there. And they're all like scratching their heads and saying, what the heck is going on out here? And, Ireland is completely covered in snow, completely white, as seen from space, spectacular images coming from the satellites here. Snow has closed schools in Las Vegas, Nevada. All right, now, the global warming cult, never one to allow reality to actually get in the way of a really good carbon tax, have given up trying to make any kind of a scientific argument for what they're pushing, and they're starting to resort to tacky advertising techniques to sell their agenda, including use of gratuitous nudity, lots of cute girls lying on rock to illustrate carbon dioxide. I don't know what it means. I'll look at the girls, of course, but you know, it's got nothing to do with it. It's just, you know, ooh, people will look at a naked girl or a naked guy, depending upon your point of view, and will hit them with the message. They're trying to use sex to sell the thing. They're out there with pictures about polar bears again. They're trying to say polar bears are dying from global warming. They certainly didn't during the Roman and medieval warming periods when it was a lot hotter than it is now, and the polar bears just fine. Guess what? Polar bears don't drown. They know how to swim. It's amazing. Little secret about polar bear fur that you might not know, and certainly Al Gore and his acolytes don't know. Polar bear fur, each individual hair is actually hollow. It traps a little air in there. And that does two things. One, it makes it very buoyant. Polar bears don't even have to exert themselves to stay floating on top of the water. They can just sort of lie there and, you know, they'll be fine. They'll be able to breathe. And the other thing is, of course, it's a very wonderful insulator. It's one of the reasons they're able to thrive in that cold climate up there. But polar bears generally don't drown. They're excellent swimmers and excellent floaters. And, you know, and the global warming cult, it's a sales job. The science went against them. And so they're out there, they've got, you know, topless girls covered in fake blood to say we are killing the world. And they're using the same tacky, sex-linked sales tactics that they use to sell beer. That's what it is. They're not selling you science, they're selling, it's another brand of beer called Global Warming and Carbon Dioxide. So, anyway, somebody put up a wonderful collection of predictions of what was going to happen to the Earth going back to, let's see, I'm trying to find where this is. Ah, there we are. Okay, here's a quote, some of the predictions that didn't work out. In 10 years, all important animal life in the sea will be extinct. Large areas of the coastline will have to be evacuated because of the stench of dead fish. This was a speech during Earth Day 1970. So we're already like 20 years past that prognostication. By 1995, the greenhouse effect would be desolating the heartlands of North America and Eurasia with horrible drought, causing crop failures and food riots. This was in 1990. Now, back in the 1970s, they were predicting an ice age, and it's just amazing. Let's see. Christian Science Monitor was predicting an ice-free North Pole by 2000. Anyway, if you go to my ClimateGate page, which is linked to the main page of What Really Happened, they're down at the bottom. It's amazing. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about Climategate. We're talking about the fact that virtually every one of the predictions that we have heard from the global warming cultists over the last 10 years have absolutely fallen flat. Hadley CRU was saying snow would be a thing of the past. Last October, UK Met Office was saying it was going to be a very mild winter. NOAA, NASA, Penn State, all of these people were saying, oh, the world is getting warmer, the world is getting warmer. We're gonna, you know, winter as you have known it is gone. There'll be no ice at the North Pole and all the rest of that stuff. We're in our third harsh winter in a row. And, of course, the global warming cultists immediately turned around and said, oh, no. What we meant is global warming would create colder weather, which is the idea they stole from this movie I worked on called The Day After Tomorrow. So basically they're following the attitude of whatever happens, it's global warming, including I've already gotten emails from people saying that the birds falling out of the sky and the dead fish in Arkansas are directly attributable to global warming. I have a list of everything that's been blamed on global warming, and the stuff that's on there is absurd, and it's all got links to it. I'll put it up as soon as the show is over so you can see just how silly and how desperate they are to try and grab anything as justification for global warming so they can sell you something, so they can sell you a carbon tax, so that they can sell you, you know, products that don't work as good and cost a lot more, all in the name of saving the environment. We saw that with the ethanol debacle. We saw all of that stuff. Now, here's a good one. And this comes from the category of, I told you so, that this was going to happen. As you know, over in Great Britain, they have started instituting a ban on the old-fashioned tungsten light bulb. You know, wire, tungsten filament, you know, the Edison design, basically. Well, we can't have those anymore. Those things are so 20th century. and they're not environmentally friendly. So we are going to mandate that you start using these compact fluorescent bulbs, which are filled with mercury vapor and a radioactive source. But for some reason, they're considered more environmentally friendly. And of course, inevitably, now that the ban on tungsten light bulbs and certain wattages has gone into effect, what did the manufacturers of these environmentally friendly compact fluorescent bulbs done? They've raised the prices. The government has mandated that you will buy this kind of light bulb, and so the prices have gone up. It's all about waving environment at you in order to take more money away from you. Now, by and large, I don't have a problem with compact fluorescent bulbs, but they're very expensive, and they do not last 5 years as we were told they would. Everyone that I have gotten from City Mill and Home Depot, their average life expectancy has been about 3 months. Then I got to throw them away and get a new one in, because we are not under a dictatorship yet that says you will use these. As the compact fluorescents have burned out, I've gone back to using good old-fashioned regular tungsten light bulbs because they will last. Now everybody says, oh no, you got to use the compact fluorescent light bulbs because they save electricity. Do they? How about all the electricity to manufacture them? They're much more difficult to manufacture than an ordinary glass tungsten light bulb. They cost a lot more. And if you're having to throw these in a landfill, and remind you, they're toxic. Mercury vapor and radioactive sources in there. Little alpha emitter acts as the initiator to get the thing going. So if you're having to pull those out and put them in the landfill every 3 months and replace them, how is that energy efficient? If they were lasting 5 years, maybe. But it's all about selling you a new product in place of an old product to get you to spend more money for less goods. Ethanol was a good example. You say, going to be carbon neutral. Turned out not to be. And it turned out because ethanol has less energy in it than gasoline, you had to buy and burn more of it to get the same amount of work done. So it was hardly cost effective. You were spending a lot more money to go the same distance on ethanol, but it was good for planet Earth. And then people started finding out on the older cars, the newer cars have been changed to deal with this, but on the old original cars that people were driving when the ethanol was forced on us all, their fuel systems have dissolved. So now you got to expend all the energy and put all the carbon emissions into the atmosphere building replacement parts for those fuel systems, and all the time and money effort putting those components into a fuel system that was working just fine before somebody started dicking with the chemistry of the fuels. And we see this time and time again. All right, we're going to go to the phones. We've got Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, I just thought I'd let you know that the Latin zoological name for polar bears is Ursinus maritimus. See, like maritime bear.
Mm-hmm.
See, and so that's... is indicative that they are the greatest swimmers. They can swim for hundreds of miles, and that some have landed in one landed in Iceland about a year ago and was promptly shot by the Icelanders.
Well, that's rude.
Well, what are they going to do with it? They're not really, they don't want them taking over and eating everybody in Iceland, but they are great swimmers, and I just thought everybody was...
They're not always aggressive. Have you seen that wonderful series of photos about a polar bear who's obviously just had a seal for lunch and he's not hungry, and he comes up to the huskies and they just start playing with each other?
I would believe that when they've got a full stomach, they would be.
yeah, when they've got a full stomach. So, you know, yeah, don't go around the polar bears when they're hungry, and they are very, very powerful animals. But, no, the idea that polar bears are drowning because of global warming, it's a joke. I mean, they took a picture that was actually taken in August, which is when the ice is supposed to melt, I might add. And they showed the bears on, they said, oh, they're going to drown when the ice melts. No, they won't. They're great swimmers. They are, you know, and they're great floaters. They don't even have to work at it. They just sit in the water, and the nose is above the water, and they can just sit there. They can even sleep that way and not drown. It's amazing.
Yeah, they're big and scary and cute.
Yeah, I tend more toward the cute side. I mean, I understand they can be very dangerous. What was that Ron White routine about this actor who went up and got, you know, was spending time with the bears and was there was all wonderful and ecology and environmentalism and nature, and then the bear turned around and ate him. Ron said, funniest movie I've ever seen. You know, Yeah. Animals are going to do what animals are going to do. And I think bears are wonderful creatures, and polar bears are wonderful creatures. And you know that you just reminded me something else I wanted to talk about today. I don't know if you're part of the country, you're seeing this. There are all these commercials from all of these charities for Humane Society of the United States, which has been scandalized by the amount of money they spend for advertising and salaries versus the tiny pittance that actually goes to help animals. And Audubon Society and Animal Rescue and all the rest of this stuff. And don't get me wrong, I love animals and I love nature. But I'm seeing all this money being raised to deal with animals who are being treated cruelty. And I'm thinking, where's the equivalent charity that is trying to raise money for those children who are being intentionally starved in Palestine by the government of Israel? Or all of these kids who are being maimed by these drone missile attacks from the United States in Pakistan? Do we not care about our fellow human beings anymore? I mean, don't get me wrong. I love animals, but we've got to have a priority, and we've got to put human beings first, in my opinion.
And animals are going to suffer if they're living in the wild anyway. I mean, I think most deer would prefer to be shot by Sarah Palin than be eaten by a pack of wolves.
Well, you know, there is a valid point there, you know, and I think the disaster that the U.S. Department of the Interior visited on Yellowstone throughout the years is a perfect example of that. You know, we shouldn't be tinkering with nature because we don't know what we're doing. It's one mistake after the other after the other. And Michael Crichton used to have this wonderful presentation he would do about complexity theory and environmental management. And he basically laid out how, with the best of intentions, all these self-described naturalist experts just completely destroyed the ecology of Yellowstone National Park. It's not really nature anymore. It's as carefully manicured as a section of Disneyland. All that's missing is the concrete trees.
But I tell you, I live in New Jersey, and there are just too many deer here because we're very crowded and we're not allowed to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And I would prefer, I would almost welcome the introduction of mountain lions, which used to be indigenous and to the eastern United States.
Yeah.
But they were hunted into extinction, although the western mountain lions are close enough relatives that we could, you know, transport them here and have them, you know, start to inhabit the east coast.
Well, you know,
again,
it reminds me of my grandfather's recipe, the one who used to get drunk with Richard Nixon. He had a wonderful recipe for Christmas mincemeat pie, and step one was shoot a deer.
We need more of those people in New Jersey. I tell you, there's such a problem with, you know, people with gardens and just being hit by cars. It's out of control.
Yeah, and again, you know, with the best of intentions, oh, we've got to protect the deer and everything. We went through the same thing in Washington State. We had deer whistles on the car. And unfortunately, we found the only deaf deer in Washington State wound up on our fender.
Yeah.
All right, anything else?
Well, one other thing we also have in New Jersey and all throughout the East Coast is just too many Canadian geese. that's a big problem.
Oh, I'm laughing because when my wife and I lived in North Bend, Washington, we used to go over to Rattlesnake Lake, and we would, you know, you could buy the off-brand loaf of bread for like 35 cents from the local market there, and we'd get a couple of loaves of bread, and that was our idea of a fun thing in the afternoon. We'd go over to Rattlesnake, and we'd frisbee the bread out there, and the Canadian geese would come over, and they'd eat it. Then they left for the winter. And okay, and they were gone, and then next spring, and the geese are coming back, so we figured, let's go over to Rattlesnake. We didn't even get out of the car before they knew who we were, and we just, this entire mass of Canadian geese took wing from the other side of Rattlesnake Lake and just en masse came at us. And I was telling my wife, I'm not sure we should get out of this car, but it was amazing. They immediately remembered who we were, and they said, ooh, free bread from these people. So and now, of course, it's a crime to do it. You're not allowed to feed the wildlife.
Yeah.
You know, unless you fall over dead, then they're allowed to pick at your carcass because that's considered recycling.
But the national parks around here and down by Washington's Crossing along the Delaware, we were down there this weekend, and just the amount of duty all over the place was...
All right, we got to let you go. Sorry, we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
SJ estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system, and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Well, Happy New Year, Mike.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, you know, talking about these those fluorescent light bulbs, they want to bring in and ban the Edison bulbs. I got what they call electric magnetic meter, and I had those fluorescent bulbs because I was getting headaches, and you know, my kids
were flicker,
getting headaches.
The flicker does affect people, yeah.
And it's like they give off a large electromagnetic field that does change the mood and the health of the people. But I did change over to LED bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give off that electromagnetic emission, and not like those fluorescent bulbs. And if they do break, you don't have to evacuate the house.
Yeah, they're harmless. I think ultimately compact fluorescents will go away, and people will switch to the LEDs. In fact, present I got for Christmas is this 5-watt LED hand spotlight, from Stanley. And it's a really nice product, and it throws a heck of a beam. And there's no tungsten, there's no CFC. I really do think at some point LEDs are going to start approaching regular light bulbs for household use in terms of their brightness. And, you know, they'll wrap them in a diffuser so it feels more like old traditional light instead of this hot point source. But, yeah, they'll be here within a year. They'll be cost-effective within two. and the compact fluorescence will be seen as a failed dead-end trail that we never should have gone down anyway because of all the mercury and isotopic problems with them.
Well, when I put those LED light bulbs in compared to even the fluorescence I had, my power bill went down a third.
Oh yeah, they're wonderfully efficient. You know, we're starting to see them hit the specialty stores out here, and right now they're still having to gang like a whole bunch of those white LEDs together. But they'll be coming out with single bulb LEDs. I know there was this Japanese scientist who had a major breakthrough and was producing experimental LEDs, single LED with the same light as a 60 watt tungsten light bulb. So they're on their way. They're going to be here very very soon.
Yeah, and I got another thing. I seen a lot of people that were unemployed that gave up on looking for jobs. Mm-hmm. You know what they're starting to do? They're starting to build cabinets. They're starting to build furniture, dressers, and everything. And they're starting to sell in the local community. And that's pretty encouraging to see.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think people are all of a sudden realizing that plugging into the corporate thing was really a dead end to begin with, and we're seeing the return of craftsmanship. And if you have such a person in your community, please give them your business for two reasons. One, it's one less import coming in. And two, if you've got a problem with the product, the guy who made it is right there, and you can go back and say, this joist needs a little more glue or whatever, and hopefully they will take care of you. It's one of the advantages of small towns. I don't know why we ever went away from that. When you live in a small town and you're getting your food and your milk and your furniture and whatever from people in the neighborhood that you know, they were going to stand behind the product. And, you know, you were going to be taken care of one way or the other. You get into this large national marketplace stuff and you get a piece of equipment that's completely blown. You don't know who built it. You can't get at them. You can't talk to them. You can't complain. It's one of the reasons we've seen such a decline in the quality of American workmanship is because the people responsible for the quality of the products are on the other side of the planet. And the people who made the ordering specifications are in some lofty Wall Street tower, and they could really care less about the product or how the consumer really cares about it, because they just want the money to go back for that spin on the Wall Street, you know, slot machines one more time.
Well,
and, I came from a – let me finish this thought, and I'll get back to you here in a minute. I grew up in a small town, and I really liked it, and I love that sense of community. And I don't have a need for the sense of anonymity that large cities will give you. You know, let me give you an example. When you talk about these problems with like priests who are molesting children, it's always in a city. You don't see that in a small town. Something like that happens in a small town. Everybody knows about it. Everybody knows about it, and the person has to leave. And that's kind of a nice little self-regulating mechanism. I love small towns. I think as the economy continues to decline, we're going to see people leave the big cities and they're going to go out in the rural areas. And of course, that's not what the globalists want. The globalists want you all in those big cities. They're human ranches. Makes it easier to siphon money from you. Makes it easier to collect taxes from you. They don't want people living, you know, uniformly across the surface of planet Earth, even though that's actually the greenest way to live.
Well, Mike, I did find my niche, my job, and that is, I make my money on the side making bee honey.
Oh, well, so you're not having a problem with colony collapse disorder?
No, because actually my bees are organic. They get everything from the...
Then you're home free there. And yeah, honey right now, the problem is all the scientists looking at colony collapse disorder, they've been paid to look in the wrong direction. And it's like with the whole AIDS situation, where they keep looking and looking and looking, and they're not getting any results on curing it because they're looking in the wrong direction. They've been told not to look over at the possibility that the AIDS virus is an accidental splice between sheep vicinovirus and bovine leukemia virus accidentally created by the World Health Organization. Oh, go over here and look at green vervet monkeys and things like that. Same thing with colony collapse disorder. Scientists are being told, same scientists who are telling us about global warming, they get the money and they say, oh, go look over here at insecticides and fungus and don't look at genetically modified food crops. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
I'm Eric. Welcome back to the show, and I guess somebody's virus database has been updated. It's not mine because my virus system is a real Butch Manly voice here. All right, George unfortunately left. I did want to finish with him, but we'll get him next time. Joining us on the air now is Karen Quinn Tostado. Aloha, Karen. Happy New Year. What is on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thank you very much. Happy New Year to you. I love that song. I keep forgetting to tell you how much I love that song, and also the one about Gaza. It's just great music that you have there on your show, including your wife, Claire.
Well, thank you very much. And there is a link at the whatreallyhappened.com where you can listen to the complete versions of all of these. These artists have been very generous in granting us permission to use their music on our show and on the website. So, you know, you can just go to the little radio show icon, and down in there, there's a little link that says the music from the What Really Happened show. You can listen to all of it. Claire is actually writing a whole new main theme for the show right now. We got a new announcer to redo our bumps. We're going to have a whole new sound here a couple of weeks down the road.
Well, congratulations. And now, Michael, I'm excited because we've got a new agenda as well. Mm-hmm. Jane from the UK and from taxfree15.org.uk has come up with an excellent idea, and we're incorporating it. And now, United We Strike would like to invite all patriots and activists every 15th to participate in a global day of peaceful resistance to this tyranny. So now, if you are a farmer and you're upset about the high fees and the taxes and the ridiculousness, if you are somebody who's focused on banking fraud, foreclosures, water privatization, the GMOs, if you want to find out more about the Navy war games or the use of depleted uranium, if you're protesting Obamacare, we want to invite you to do it, to protest on the 15th. They want us to start reporting terrorists. Well, how about on the 15th of the month, we all start calling in to report Homeland Security, the members of the Bush crime family, the Clinton crime family, you know, the Bilderberg.
The ones who are still alive.
The ones who are actually the terrorists now, Homeland Security, TSA, you know, definitely Henry Kissinger, Brzezinski. We need to start calling up and letting them know that we're watching them. This way we're going to magnify our efforts, because instead of focusing always individually within our groups, we come together globally on a massive day of calling our misrepresentatives, of sending them postcards and letting them know that we, the people, are waking, we're rising, we're uniting, we're coming together to protest the tyranny that enslaves us all.
Well, it sounds wonderful, and we look forward to hearing it. I think getting into the prognostications for 2011, I think 2011 is the year when we will see the protests and rioting, let's call it what it is, rioting and revolution that we've seen across Europe is going to come to the United States of America. We're seeing the corporate media is trying to convince us it's a whole new year and everything's going to be much, much better. But I think most Americans are looking on and realizing that there's not a whole heck of a lot difference between what they're dealing with today and what they were dealing with last week. We're all approaching a breaking point. We know that our politicians, they don't read the postcards and they're not reading the email and they're not really concerned about the phone calls, because the rampant vote fraud in the United States of America means they don't have to pay attention to the people anymore. And I think that's one of the reasons why we seem to be on the path to some very upsetting and violent times. I don't see the country able to continue for the rest of the year. I think before 2011 is out, before 2012 gets here, I think we're going to see some major dramatic changes in the United States. I hope they're for the better. I think they'll be for the better. But I don't see us as able to sustain the current status quo for much longer.
No, we definitely cannot sustain the status quo. That's what has brought us here. But we can start to make a difference. And I thought for a long time that, you know, it won't make any difference. We don't need to call them. But I have changed that, because if globally, if people do call and we all make a concerted effort, we've all got plenty of reasons to be upset. And if they hear more and more that we are supporting ourselves and each other and not supporting the corruption of politics, and we will hold them accountable, I think we can make them start being afraid of the 15th to see, okay, who else is going to join up? What big group now will see that united we can rise to the occasion of really making our voices heard? When we individually... go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say, you know, I think what we need to do is we need to start using the phrase the Iceland option, because unfortunately the people who are in charge of our society and our economy, they're money addicts, as I pointed out before, and they really do think that they can just keep on going the way that they're going and nothing is going to happen. And until they understand that, yes, governments are being fired, governments are being kicked out, because people are tired of this looting the population to keep the bankers rich, until they actually feel that threat to their own jobs, they're really not going to pay attention. And, you know, we do need to organize people. We need to get them to unite, and we need to get them to all stand outside the office of their local Congress critter and glare through the window. And, you know, let them understand that we're really at the end of our patience. And, you know, we're not just going to sit and hope for the better, and we're not just going to let the TV news tell us things are going to get better, and we're tired of this hope and change crud that we're getting from Barack Obama. We want things better right now, or we're at that crisis point. I don't think there's any more time to wait.
Well, we're doing everything we can to exhaust all peaceful means, and going back to the slogan, don't buy, don't comply, ask why. Don't buy anything from corporations on the 15th. shop mom and pop and start to make that a way of life instead of one day. Don't comply by keeping your money in the system that uses derivatives or fraudulent banking. Keep only what you need monthly and try to find local credit unions, local banks, and ask why. And this is where, if it's combined with missing money on the 15th, with people saying, no, we're pulling out of the system, we support each other, we support United, we strike, you will be held accountable. You know, we're hoping...
You know, one other thing, I'm sorry to get back to this thing here, but I was going to talk about this with George on the phone call here. Another advantage of living in the small towns was that you got to do a lot of trading and bartering, where I would give my neighbor a basket full of apples and they would give me a couple of quarts of milk from their cow. And that was small town life as I knew it when I was growing up. Now, obviously, the corporations don't like that because they cannot make profit on the work of other people. And government doesn't like it because they cannot tax those transactions. But I think one of the things that we can do is start finding our local community members who are making the things that we need for our lives and just start trading with them and bartering with them and just stop playing the game the way the corporations and bankers have set up. And that means literally learning how to live without money. And if you're not using their pretty printed pieces of paper anymore, then they can't charge you a fee for their use. And, you know, we need to abandon that whole city model and just say, let's go back to small communities taking care of themselves and not be part of that huge profit-making machine for government and corporation anymore, because they misspend the money. They spend it on themselves in gratuitous decoration, and worse, they spend it on war and death and torture and horror across the globe, and we just don't want to be part of that anymore.
Exactly, and every time we go to work, you know, how much, Michael, do you know just how much of our money hourly comes out and goes to the government? I don't. I guess I'll have to find that out, because they
Basically, the aggregate tax rate, when you count in the employment taxes that your boss has to pay the government for the privilege of hiring you, the governments, plural, make more money off of your work than you do. And that money is supposed to go to take care of the infrastructure. It doesn't. It's going to bail out Wall Street. It's going to Israel, and it's going to the war machine. We're already on a war economy. Look at all the vacancies that you've got. You know something? I meant to mention this earlier. There is a link at whatreallyhappened.com that leads to a photo album of Detroit, of these abandoned, magnificent, used to be magnificent buildings in Detroit, and they're rotting away. And there's this other video just driving down the streets in Oakland, California, looking at storefront after storefront after storefront. It's a ghost town there. And that's the reality of life in America right now. And so where is all the money going? We're in a war economy. They're spending it on war. They're spending it to keep the Wall Street CEOs out of jail for the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. And they're spending it on ways to try and scam the public out of more money. But we don't have it. We've run out of money, and the whole system has to come crashing down because the people in charge won't see the reality of what they've done to our society. And the people down below, we're reaching that point where we've got nothing left to lose by standing up and saying, no, we've got to regain our freedom to say no. We have to regain the right to say no. There is no freedom without the freedom to say no.
Exactly, exactly. And we need to take the money that we do have in their corrupt systems and use it to prepare ourselves for the future. There are going to be shortages in food this year. There are going to be shortages in water. We need to understand that the only people who can protect us are ourselves. We are the ones we've been waiting for. And this is the year, folks, to rise to the occasion of becoming a hero of your own lives, understanding we need clean air, clean water, healthy food, self-sufficient neighborhoods, and love. We have to love ourselves enough to stop being manipulated, to search for truth, to share what we learn, and to begin the task of rebuilding our lives and futures where all of us, not just the few, but where all of us can thrive.
Well, you know, what you mentioned about the food shortages is absolutely real, because all across the Northern Hemisphere, the bumper crops, you know, that extra little crop and harvest that you get in at the tail end of summer, those are all failing because winter came hard. It came early. It's our third harsh winter in a row. And so the food shortages are directly attributable to this global warming scam, because we're seeing time and time again where communities did not prepare for a hard winter because they were told it was going to be a mild winter time and time again. Now, there aren't enough snow tires going around. There aren't enough snow plows. They're over in Sweden. They're literally pulling old antique railroad locomotives out of the museums to put them into service to try and keep the tracks open. It's an absolute disaster. So when you're looking at food shortages, you remember that the reason the farmers failed and were not prepared for this harsh winter is because they believed the government when the government said, oh, it's all global warming, pay a carbon tax, and you will be fine. And you mark my words, Obama is going to come back from his vacation here in Hawaii, and he's going to be pushing for that carbon tax by hook or by crook. It's all about grabbing money from you. They don't care about you. And it's all about money. It's all about more zeros after the name. They're money addicts. They're addicted to your money. And it's time for an intervention.
And they are crooks. It's more, unfortunately, by the crook. And folks, United We Strike Radio, our first marathon broadcast, will be Saturday, January 15th. Also, you can sign up for the newsletter at taxfree15.com. We are updating the UnitedWeStrike.com website with the holidays and everything. We did get a little behind, but we will go on with our marathon, and Michael, you and I have to talk afterwards about when we can get you on there. And,
okay.
You know, we just, folks, I'm more full of hope than I would have thought at this time, because it will be so much better when we start to at least come together on one day, no matter what group we're supporting, in peaceful resistance. And, folks, we can build to that strike, and maybe we should start to think about doing it Friday, April 15th, staying home maybe before that time as well, or maybe over the weekend. We'll see just how much more you want to take of the government telling you what you can do with your money and to sit down and shut up about it.
All right, well, Karen, I got to let you go here because we're coming to the end of my show, and I got a couple more stories that I got to cover here, but we'll definitely be in touch about your radio show and your website. And, you know, what we can do to basically get people to stop sitting on their gluteus maximi and stand up and say, okay, we must deal with this. Nobody is going to come in and save us. The Lone Ranger is not coming in. Batman is not showing up. There is no great savior coming down from the clouds to make our world better. If we want a better world, we have to make it ourselves with our own two hands. If we want the crooks dealt with, we're going to have to deal with them. Because the government and the crooks, it's a government of the scammers, by the scammers, and for the scammers. They're not going to change a thing because it works for them. It doesn't work for us.
Time
okay, Karen?
Thank you, Michael. Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to let you go. Sorry about that little delay on Skype where we were stepping on each other. Now then, over in France, rather interesting thing, there is a pamphlet that's making the rounds over there, written by a World War II French resistance hero. Stefan Hassall, apparently, is his name. And it's just smashing all publishing records in France. And the theme of this book is that it portrays the current economic oppression of Europe as the new Nazism. And it's calling on the French people to form a new underground to resist these selfish dictatorial powers of money and markets in order to defend the values of modern democracy. And it's a runaway bestseller. There may be a new French Revolution in the offing here. And he's absolutely right. This economic fascism, this economic dictatorship that has taken over the world to force us into permanent slavery to private central banks, is the new tyranny. And we've got to see it for what it is. It's just another, it's the same old thing. We're going to create a global empire and we will reap the benefits of it, and the people will live in dumb slavery and servitude forever because that's the way we're going to set it up. And this resistance fighter absolutely has hit it on the head. And so we're all members of the resistance. Vive la resistance. Vive la revolution, as it were. All righty, so let's see. J.P. Morgan is getting sued for their role in a hedge fund Ponzi. And again, I mention this because all of these financial institutions, Bernie Madoff, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, time and time again, we're seeing them exposed as criminal enterprises. They're all con artists and frauds. That's why they have $100,000 wristwatches, $800,000 cars, $150 hamburgers, and Americans by the millions are sleeping in alleys and eating out of trash bins. That's not a way to run a nation. They're all crooks. Bank of America is now admitting that they're having to buy back those fraudulent mortgage-backed securities they were selling. I've been telling you for weeks that's what's going on. That's the real scandal behind ForeclosureGate. Not the foreclosures, but the mortgage-backed security fraud. They got caught. They're having to buy them back, and they're covering the losses by stealing, confiscating, grabbing, whatever you want to call it, the homes of American people. It's wealth confiscation to save the banks and Wall Street. It's exactly like what Roosevelt did with the gold in 1933, only they're doing it in a way where they can say, oh, it's really all your own fault. We didn't do anything bad. It's your fault you've lost your home. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we mentioned this briefly earlier in the show, but I wanted to get back to this one. The name Martha Kunkel, K-U-N-K-L-E, has appeared on thousands of affidavits submitted to the court system by one of the nation's largest debt collectors, Portfolio Recovery Associates, Incorporated, in lawsuits filed against people that they claim owe them money. Now, Martha Kunkel actually died in 1995. And the use of her name on these documents underscores the fact that a great percentage of these foreclosures and bill collections and lawsuits are being fraudulently carried out and fraudulently documented. And in many cases, the people who are being sued are insisting they don't owe the debts involved. And so the debt collection company comes in and says, well, we've got this affidavit that you owe this and you owe that and you owe that. And it's notarized because, see, we went out to eBay and we bought a notary stamp here and we just punched that on there and that gives it the voice of law. And we are, you know, it's looting the public under false color of law. The system is broken and the system refuses to fix itself. And so here we have this Portfolio Recovery Associates who's been using the name of a dead woman from court filings to go and seize what little is left of the wealth of America under the pretext that they may, and we nobody really knows, owe somebody some money. In many cases, and we saw this certainly with Foreclosure Gate, the banks are creating these debts out of thin air. And they'll shuffle the paper around and say, oh, this person owes us $200,000. We're going to go get it. And they go over there, and it turns out there's no mortgage on the house to begin with. But it's all just being shuffled around, and everybody's saying, find something. Find, you know, seizure fever. Catch it. And they're out there looking for things to grab, and there's nothing left to grab. It's a feeding frenzy. It's a feeding frenzy on you because the banks got caught selling those fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. They're having to buy back the bad paper to stay out of jail. And the only thing they can use for wealth to cover the costs are your homes, your cars, your businesses. They can't just turn on the printing presses and print up enough money to cover those losses, or it devalues the dollar and they can never get ahead of the losses. They need real hard assets on their balance sheets to stay solvent. That monthly payment you're making on your mortgage for the next 20 years doesn't do them any good. They need all of it now. And that's the reason for this whole foreclosure gate and these funny games with notary punches and the use of dead people's names on these affidavits in the lawsuits. The whole system is corrupted. The whole system is criminal. You are the targets. And what's going to happen when they finally start to realize that we, the American people, are out of money? The Federal Reserve System worked. It has taken all the real wealth out of the America's people's pockets and put it in the pockets of the owners of the private central bank. They've got it all. And now they don't know what to do because the system is crashing. Nobody ever planned what to do when the private central bank succeeded in looting the American people completely. They don't know what to do. They're completely lost. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock Central, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until tomorrow, stay safe and aloha, America.